The Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's self-polishing blow coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. You've probably used Johnson's Glow Coat on your linoleum, but I wonder whether you've had an opportunity to use 1949 Glow Coat. That's Johnson's new self-polishing floor wax. It's a Glow Coat that's brighter than ever, better than any. Yes, it's brighter by far, this new 1949 Glow Coat. And it's tougher. That resistant coat of Glow Coat keeps its shine nearly twice as long. And you can wipe away dirt and spill things without dulling the luster of the wax finish that makes your kitchen such a bright, cheerful place to be. Yet Glow Coat is as easy to apply as ever. You just spread it on your linoleum and let it dry. You don't so much as raise a hand to make it shine. In 20 minutes or less, Johnson's Glow Coat supplies its own sparkling, glossy finish without any help from you. So tomorrow, ask your dealer for Johnson's Glow Coat, the new 1949 Glow Coat in the familiar yellow container with the bright red band. Remember, the Glow Coat in that container is brighter than ever, better than any. That's why we call it 1949 Glow Coat. Well, there's a big surprise in store for a certain physician and surgeon. For today has been set aside as Dr. Gamble Day in Wistful Vista. Everybody's in on the secret, and big things are being planned. Listen to the originator of the idea, the shy, modest, retiring Mr. McGee of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Yes, sir. When somebody ever thinks up an idea as good as I think up, they got to beat me at it, that's all. This one is a Lulu, Doc Gamble Day. What an inspiration. I got this town hopping like a barefoot kid on a hot sidewalk.
Well, I think it's wonderful anyway.
You betcha. And when he finds out that I personally thought this idea up in his honor, I'll bet he'll never send us another bill.
That isn't the reason you did it, is it?
Oh, no, that's just a byproduct, kiddo. Old Doc really deserves the recognition. Why, my gosh, he was the delivery boy for half the kids in this town.
Yes, and their fathers and mothers, too.
You said it. Old Doc runs a bigger stork club than Sherman Billingsley. Not so exclusive, either. I never will forget the night he saved my life, though, over the telephone.
Which night do you mean, dearie? The night you got the double knot in the cord of your pajamas and woke up with the snoring hiccups?
Now, this was after the Elks banquet. When I woke up with astute appendicitis, or my grown headache, I couldn't tell which. I drugged myself to the phone, described my symptoms to Doc between groans, and he saved my life.
What did he tell you to do?
Told me to shut up and go to sleep. I shut up and went to sleep, and I haven't been troubled with my groans ever since. Ah, good old Doc. Will we ever give him a celebration?
It's really building up into quite a thing, isn't it?
Why, you haven't heard half of it yet, kiddo. Latrivia is working on some kind of a deal at the City Hall. The Medical Association has given Doc a surprise dinner at the Ritz Vista after the parade.
Oh.
And I got the Elks Club to vote him free pool table privileges for 2 years.
Heavenly days, 2 years.
Yep.
I only hope he can find the time to play.
Oh, don't worry. It won't go to waste. I'm having the card made out to Doc Gamble or Bearer. That way I can fill in if he's too... Uh-oh,
yeah.
He's coming up the front walk now. Doc is.
All right,
Doc
now be
Gamble.
Careful you don't say anything about any of this because so far he
don't
just...
Don't worry, I won't pop. Ah, good old Doc. The Poldest Laureate of Wistful Vista. The way that guy slept...
Come in. Hello, Doctor. So nice to see you.
Thank you, my dear. Hello, McGee.
Hi, sinus peeper. How's business? Your patients all coming along as expected, or are some of them getting well?
Now, McGee, that's neither polite nor funny.
Yeah, he makes me tired.
As a matter of fact, Doctor, we were just remembering a while ago how many times you saved McGee's life.
Yes, fool that I am. Did I ever tell you, Molly, that the medical board got so interested in his case that they called me in to tell them about it?
No kidding, Doc. You mean they wanted to know how you saved my life?
Well, they didn't care how, but they wanted to know why. And do you know I couldn't think of a reason?
Well, I'll say one thing about you, Tweezer Squeezer.
Save it, vacuum top. I'm in no mood for banter. I'm going home to take a nap. I'm worn out today.
Well, if you'd get some sleep nights instead of scatting around nightclubs till daylight with Phoebe Tremaine on
you. For your information, Beaver Tail, the last time I was in a nightclub was on your wedding anniversary when Molly called me at 2 a.m. because you got something in your eye. I remember what it was, too.
So do I, Doctor. The head waiter's knuckles, it was.
Well, you're married to a playboy type, my dear.
I am?
Yep. Now, I'm different.
I...
Yes, sir. A playboy type. I work for a living, if you can call this living.
Ha! He works for a living. Spends 3 hours scrubbing his hot little hands with a knuckle brush so he can type out his bills without leaving fingerprints on them, and he calls it.
I won't even answer that one. I'm too tired.
Yeah.
I've got to see a patient at the hospital, and then I'm going home and take a nap.
You do look tired, Doctor. I hope you don't have an operation to do this afternoon.
No, this is a little patient we have under observation, Molly.
Huh?
He's become a sort of pet of the whole staff around there.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is he very sick, Doctor?
Well, he was pretty hoarse when I left this morning, and his eyes were bulging. His skin was turning a sort of dark green color.
Oh.
My gosh, what caused that, Doc?
Heredity, my boy. He's a bullfrog in the laboratory.
Ah, good old Doc. There's nothing this town could do for that guy that would be enough for a town to do for a guy that's done as much for a town as that guy's done for this town. And hey, where are you going?
Out to the kitchen.
Oh.
I've got a cake in the oven to take over to him tonight.
Oh.
You know how Dr. Gamble likes my cake.
Okay, kiddo. Ah, there goes a good kid. And steady as a rock. The time she's seen old Doc cure me of stuff I didn't even have when I should have been left to suffer, even if it was imaginary. Gee, come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, Jeannie.
Hi.
Come in. You going to march in the parade today for Doc Gamble Day?
Oh, boy, I'll say.
Good.
I love parades, mister.
Yeah?
Me and Willie Toops and Margaret are going to be in it. Margaret, he's my dog.
Yes. I've met Margaret. He's quite a dog. Part bull, isn't he?
No. No, he's all dog.
Oh, I see.
You know something? He's part cockle spaniard and part poodle and part fox terrier and part retriever and part pomegranate.
Okay. Okay, that's all right, sis. Never mind the rest of him.
Okay. But that's why everybody likes Margaret, I betcha.
Yeah.
Because no matter what kind of dogs you like, he's it.
Well, I'll look for you in the parade this afternoon, Teeny. I and the mayor and Mrs. McGee will lead it, of course.
Oh, boy. Will this ever be a wonderful parade, I betcha.
Well.
Me and Willie Toops are going to push a baby buggy with Margaret in it.
You are, huh?
Well, yeah, we like to...
I says you are, eh?
Who are?
You and Willie Toops.
Are what?
Want to push a baby buggy.
Where?
In the parade.
With Margaret in it. I know it. Hey, Mr. McGee, will you be playing in the band like my daddy says? Will you,
The band? Does your father think I ought to play in the band, too?
Sure he does, mister.
Huh?
He told my mama, and I quote... You understand, Colt.
Oh, yes, I understand.
Anybody as full of wind as he is and with all his brass ought to be great on the tuba.
Billy Mills of the orchestra and Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
City Hall is quiet today. Does Mayor Latrivia expect us down here, McGee?
No, but that don't matter. He's always glad to see me. Every time I drop in on him unexpected, he kind of moans and puts his head in his hands.
That shows he's glad to see you?
Why, sure. If he jumped up with a glad cry and started pumping my elbow and handing me 50-cent cigars, I'd know he was faking. That wouldn't be sincere. Oh, hey, here's his honor's office. After you, kiddo.
Oh, good day, Mr. McGee. Go right in. Mr. Mayor is expecting you.
What?
He is? I didn't even tell him I was coming in.
That's always when he expects you, Mr. McGee. He always says you are part of the public servant problem. Go right in, please.
Thank you, miss.
Hi, Latrivia.
No, no.
See what I mean, Molly? See him put his head in his hands and groan?
Cheer up, Mr. Mayor. We won't stay long.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't notice you were with him, Mrs. McGee. Here, have a chair. Sit down. Sit down, McGee.
Thanks.
Thank you. My, what a lovely big office, Your Honor.
Well, he needs a big office. When you're as honest as Latrivia, it gets kind of stuffy. Hey, Latriv?
Yes. Well, I'm really involved in your Dr. Gamble Day idea, McGee. Been working all week on it.
Are we going to have a big parade, Mr. Mayor?
You bet your sweet earlobes we're having a big parade, baby. Brass bands, PTAs, American Legion, Baby Carriage Regiment, Drum and Beagle Corps from the Big Pound. Big Pound. Fire engines, floats. How about it, Latrivia? Shaping up all right? Will you ride that big white horse this time?
Do you have a big white horse, Mr. Mayor?
No. No, not of my own. Occasionally, I borrow a big white one from the brewery.
So on.
Yeah. But since a certain radio comedian started advertising beer, none of those horses will do anything but canter. No good for parades.
No. Where does the parade go, Latrivia? I marked out a good route for it, you know.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You'd have had the parade go under the 14th Street Viaduct,
yeah,
which is only 6 feet 3 inches high, and would have decapitated everybody riding on the float.
My gosh, I never thought of that. Hey, what if we get a lot of midgets?
No, no, Mickey.
Okay, just a small thought.
Anyway, the parade forms at the City Hall at 3 p.m. Goes through the business district, out Oak Street to the doctor's house. We present him with the scroll, then we put him on the official city float and take him to the Ritz Vista Hotel for the banquet. There, we inform him about the new children's wing of the hospital.
The what?
Oh, didn't you know, Molly? Latrivia put it through the city council. The town is going to build a new children's wing on the hospital in Doc's honor. The Dr. Gamble wing.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, he's done a great deal of work among crippled children here, and that... Oh, that reminds me. Excuse me.
Yes, Mr. Mayor?
Miss Dalloway, please get me some Easter seals and make out a check to the Society for Crippled Children and Adults, Chicago, Illinois. The usual amount.
Yes, sir.
Now then, Latrivia, what I wanted to see you about was, when do I make my speech?
Your speech?
Were you going to make a speech, McGee?
What do you mean, were I going to make a speech? Why, this whole doggone project was my idea. Sure, I'm going to make a speech. But where? At his house? At the banquet? Where? I'm like Doc. You name it, and I'll deliver it. Gee whiz, I do all the work on this thing. You guys have just...
Yes, Miss Dalloway?
Mr. Wilcox to see you, Mr. Mayor.
Pour him in and spread him around, Miss Dalloway.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. Look, here are the photos of the Johnson Wax float for the Dr. Gamble parade, aren't they, Bill? Oh, hello, Molly. Hiya, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Let's see them photos, Junior.
We can all look at them at once. Oh, a very handsome float, too, Hollow.
Thanks, Your Honor. I designed it myself, you know.
So what? This whole Doc Gamble day was my idea. I was the guy that...
All right, all right. Let's not all take bows at once or we'll bump heads. What colors are on your float, Mr. Wilcox?
Same as on the glow coat containers, Molly. Yellow, red, black, and white.
Beautiful.
Oh, very effective. I've got a beautiful girl on it, glow coating a big square of linoleum. And a sign that says, it's no gamble when you doctor your linoleum with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. You like it?
We have to like it. The parade starts in 2 hours.
What else does the float have, Junior?
Well, around the sides of the float, we have lots of other signs, you see, all tying in with the Dr. Gamble Day theme.
I'll just bet you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. One says, 3 cheers for Doc Gamble, Wistful Vista's great healer. He's almost as useful as a Johnson wax dealer.
Drop the gun, Louie. What do you mean, almost? Ain't that a little negative, a little derogative?
Look, gentlemen, this is a very busy day for me. Can't we get on with it, please?
Well, all right, I'll brief the rest of it, kids. On the other side of the float, it says, with Glowcoat, linoleum comes right back to life and gives all you husbands a new lease on wife.
A new lease on wife? How heavenly day.
Gentlemen, please, will you all get out of here and let me get to work? Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Good day, Molly.
Oh,
good
well,
day.
All right. Good Goodbye.
Well, see you at the doings later, folks.
Yes.
Hey, how do we know Doc Gamble will be home?
He told us, Mr. Wilcox.
He's taking the day off to rest up, Waxy. He did look kind of bush.
Well, he'd better rest up. This'll be a big night for him. I'll see you there, kids.
Okay,
all right,
3:00.
Mr. Wilcox. You know, McGee, this Dr. Gamble Day was one of your better ideas.
You said it, lover. When I get an idea as hot as this one, I'd... Oh, hi, Wally, old man. Marley, here's Wally Wimple.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, folks.
Kind of out of your territory, aren't you, Wimp?
No, I wanted to see Mayor Latrivia about our club marching in the parade.
Oh, which club is that, Mr. Wimple?
The Wistful Vista Bird Watchers. We go out every Sunday with field glasses and cameras and lunch baskets and compasses, of course, in case we get lost.
Do you ever get lost, Wimp?
Yes, and believe me, that compass was simply useless.
Yeah?
Unless I was using it wrong.
How were you using it?
Well, I stuck the sharpened point into the ground and swung the pencil around, but all it did was make a circle. I still didn't know where I was.
I'm afraid you've been using the wrong kind of a compass, Wimp, but is Doc Gamble interested in bird watching?
Aside from storks, that is.
Oh, yes, indeedy. He goes on lots of bird walks with us.
I believe it. He walks more like a bird than anybody. Like an ostrich with fallen arches, to be accurate.
Anyway, now that I'm here in the City Hall, I have to get a charter for our new Pyramid Club. I'm the president.
Congratulations, Mr. Wimple. President of the Pyramid Club.
Well, I guess I was the logical choice.
Yeah?
They said I was the only member that looked like a mummy and had a pointed head.
I'm glad you're joining the tribute to Doc Gamble, Wimp. This whole thing was my idea, you know. Is he your doctor?
Oh, yes. And I'll never forget the time Sweetie Face called him...
Who, Mr. Wimple?
Sweetie Face.
You mean?
That's my big old wife. She would have come with me today, but she was having a little cosmetic trouble.
Oh?
She's trying some new cake makeup, and she looks crummier than ever. Anyway, she called Dr. Gamble once when I got a concussion from being hit on the head with a maple leaf.
A concussion from being hit with a maple leaf?
Yes. It was the leaf out of our dining room table. I'll see you at the parade, Chris.
So long, Wally.
The King's Men sing...
much, but when I do, I think about that girl I knew in Ohi, Ohio. In Ohi, Ohio. I'll breakfast in Ohio, eat lunch in Kennedy, I'll supper, oh, in Mexico, and be back by Saturday.
She told me not to tarry, she wanted to marry me. But I stayed out on the prairie, and I guess I'll never see Ohi, Ohio.
Ohi, Ohio, there's a girl I used to know. I don't think much, but when I do, I think about that girl I knew. In Ohi, Ohio. My nightcap will be Capricorn. I'll snuff the northern light. I'll blow the morn on old Cape Horn and be back on Tuesday night.
She told me that we'd marry whenever I set the day, but I stayed out on the prairie and I guess I'll always stay away, away, away.
I'll tour the sun when winter blows, I'll summer on the moon. Then back I'll go to Ohio for to wed that gal in June or May.
Or whenever I'm back that way in Ohio, there's a girl I used to know. I don't think much, but when I do, I think about that girl I knew. In Ohio, Ohio, Ohio.
McGee. Looks like a clearance sale at Fort Knox.
Certainly. This is big stuff, kiddo. I don't handle any small-time deals. Boy, oh boy, what a parade this is going to be. Half a mile of baby buggies, the fireman's band.
And the presents, McGee. Yeah. There's almost a truckload of gifts for the doctor from just everybody.
Yeah, did I tell you what I and Kramer at the drugstore are giving Doc, Molly?
No, what are you giving?
Well, you know how beat that old car of Doc's is. The way it clanks and bangs and hammers and rattles all the time. Kramer and I are chipping in, see, and guess what we're giving old Doc?
Not a new car.
A set of earmuffs. You won't be able to hear anything less than a blockbuster with it. Oh, hey, let's take a look at the Elks Club float over here before the parade starts. Come on over.
Which one is it, dearie? Oh, the one with the deer heads on it.
Yeah. Janitor ought to be around here someplace. And... Oh, hey, Ole. Come here, Ole, will you?
Huh?
Is this our float?
But it ain't the USS New Jersey, McGee. I built it myself, you know, on my own time.
Well, no matter what anyone says, I think it looks nice.
Nice? My gosh, how'd you build this thing, Ole? Throw an armful of lumber up in the air and nail it together the way it fell?
I'm used to janitor, you know. I don't have to build floats. I'm used to donating my time.
Anyways, I don't like to complain, Ole, but there's a lot of nice floats in this parade. After all, we got to hold up our dignity, you know.
I'm just the janitor. I don't know nothing about holding up dignity, McGee. Just donating my time on the float for Dr. Gamble.
Do you know the doctor, too, Ole?
Sure, long time. He's the doctor delivered me, you know.
What? Doc Gamble delivered you?
Sure, he delivered me 4 kids. He's a great kidder.
Well, we might as well get started. Hey, wait a minute. Are these elk heads on this float, Ole? They look like moose heads.
Sure, they're moose. You burned us out of the elks, you know. Well, I don't have to argue, McGee. I'm just donating my time.
All right. Places, everybody. Band members up front here.
Oh,
come on, Molly, they're going to start. We're riding in the mayor's car, kiddo. Hurry up.
Oh, this is wonderful, McGee. I'm so proud of you for thinking this up.
Oh, shucks, it's nothing that any red-blooded American boy couldn't have done if I hadn't... Hey, Latrivia, wait for us.
Well, come on, McGee. Hop in. Come on.
Okay. Out on the porch.
I'll ring his doorbell.
Hooray for that guy.
There he is, Mr. Mayor. Look, the upstairs window.
Oh. Hey, what goes on out there? Can't a man sleep around here?
Quiet, everybody. Come on down, Doc. This is Doc Gamble Day, boy. I thought it up.
This...
This is your day, Doctor. You've done so much for this town that we want to do a little something for you.
Then go away and let me get some rest.
You're not supposed to sleep today, Doctor. This is Dr. Gamble Day.
Yeah! I thought it up. Say, what is... Oh, gee whiz, I... Is this a joke?
No, no, Doctor. We've come to present you with a few little tokens of our thanks for 30 years of devoted service to this town. Now, come on downstairs.
Yes, come on, Doctor. We've got all sorts of things to give you.
Yeah.
Including thanks from the bottoms of our hearts for all the years you've given this town.
Oh, all my good friends. Doggone it, you'll have me crying in a minute. But I can't come down.
Well, if you're too tired to come outside, Doctor, just let us in and we'll give you the awards right in your own living room. This is your day.
I thought it up. I just don't know what to say, LaTrivia, McGee. I don't know how to thank all you wonderful people. But I can't even let you come in.
What? Why not, for Pete's sake?
Because I've got the measles. This is ridiculous.
Tomorrow, if you ask your dealer for Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, you're going to make a discovery. You're going to find out how much brighter, how much more beautiful your linoleum can be. For the glow coat you get will be the new 1949 glow coat. Tougher, longer lasting, more beautiful. Get some tomorrow and see what we mean when we say 1949 glow coat is brighter than ever, better than any.
Oh, my goodness, I wish McGee would get home after I lost him in the crowd. Hello?
Hi, Snooky. Guess who this is?
Well, there aren't that many people who call me Snooky, dearie. Where are you?
I'm playing gin rummy with Doc Gamble.
Dr. Gamble? But he's got the measles. You'll get the measles.
I probably got them already. But I couldn't leave old Doc here to suffer all alone. Leave some pajamas and my toothbrush on his front porch for me, will you?
Yeah, but McGee, you...
And hey, speaking of gin rummy, you know that bill we owed Doc at $16.50?
Yes.
Well, it's $23 now. But don't worry, I got a week to whittle it down. I'll call you tomorrow, Tootsie.
Well, all right, dearie.
Good night.
Good night, all.
You can't dust furniture smudges away, but there's a way to clean your furniture and polish it, too, that's just about as easy as dusting. Use Johnson's Cream Wax, the fastest wax polish you can buy. It cleans so quickly, dries so quickly, polishes so quickly that using it is practically as easy as dusting. Johnson's Cream Wax will whisk dirt off an armchair and polish that armchair, too, in only 2 minutes. And most surprising of all, Johnson's Cream Wax leaves no oil to stay wet and collect dust. Why not get Johnson's Cream Wax tomorrow? It's the fastest wax polish you can buy.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.